During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did something more come with an antique mirror? As in, someone who didn't want to let it go?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, all that stuff, become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's with me today.
And well, hello.
Kathy and I took a trip last weekend. We went back to Iowa and we went back to the building, the old haunted building that you used to own and our other sister now owns it. So we have full access to the building because our other sister owns it now. So what were your feelings about going back?
Oh, it was interesting, though I am going to haunting shame you for not going down into the basement.
I told you I wouldn't.
She would not go into the basement.
I told you that, though.
It was silly. She needs to be braver. You must be braver and do these things. No, we went there. You did post a picture. It was weird because I went downstairs into the basement and it's creepy. It's truly creepy, but I didn't necessarily feel anything right there. Like I wasn't feeling anybody watching me like I have before or anything like that. And so we did that. We were down there for a while or whatever. The next night, though, we went upstairs in the huge back room. And if you guys get on the Facebook page for the Real Ghost Stories, you'll see Carol posted a picture that had kind of a strange little, you know, orbish type thing in the back. Now, I have to say, while we were back there, I didn't feel good. Like it was really bothering me, like something was really there in the back room. And you know, it's kind of a funny room. It's kind of creepy. There's an old headstone back there with the name Edith on it. It's
weird because I tried to take a picture of that and even using a flash, and Edith would not come across in the picture. It does not look like there's anything on top of that headstone. Which I thought was kind of weird.
The ghost upstairs that everyone sees is a woman, and they were calling her something else. And I said, well, you guys, her name's Edith. Why don't you call her by her name? And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, her headstone's in the back room. You can go look at it. So they were like, really? And I said, yeah. And so we went back there and found the headstone and looked. But one of the listeners enlarged that blue
strange
thing.
Yeah.
And or you did. Okay.
And then somebody else enlarged it even more.
But it when you got that last enlargement, it is a definite phase.
You know, and I do think too that you and your daughter were both feeling a lot of emotion because you'd seen, like, there was a lot of your life in that back room because, you know, when you left, it wasn't like you loaded up a U-Haul and drove it across country. So you both have a lot of belongings in that room that neither of you had seen for a long time. So I think that was part of the emotion, too, that you guys had a lot of emotions there. But what was interesting was I didn't see that. I just took this random picture of your daughter's girlfriend on top of a ladder where they used to store hay up there, which seems like a long ways to go for hay. So Lindsay gets up there and she's looking around just to see what's there. And I just snapped a picture because it was just as weird. Like, she's up there, our nephew's over here, you and your daughter over there. And it's just kind of a picture of the room. So our other sister, I posted the picture and she's like, oh my gosh, look at the blue orb. And it's blue. And now some people said it's a light refraction or something like that. And it sure could be. I don't know. But I thought this was interesting. So when we got home and I saw that blue orb, because it's very weird, especially where we were, because you and I have both had a lot of experiences in that place. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was interesting that there would be a very blue, and it's blue in this picture, and go look at it. But so I looked it up. Blue orbs are a physical manifestation of a spirit or a sign of psychic energy. I don't know that it was psychic energy. They may appear in photos or with the naked eye. They are associated with a color of guidance, energy, truth, and divine. They may convey different messages or emotions depending on their shade, such as peace, calmness, tranquility, protection, or purity of spirit. They may also indicate a blocked throat chakra. I don't even know what that means. Or the presence of a spirit guide or an angel. Isn't that interesting?
That would not surprise me. That spirit guide part of that. It really wouldn't. But that enlargement, I saw a face in there.
I thought it was pretty intense.
Yeah. And so if you think it's just a reflection of some sort or, you know, whatever, okay. But
and a few people
look
did
at the
say
face.
That.
And I was like, look at the face in it. It's just obviously a face.
But even, you know, I don't even really get how. If it was some light thing, I don't totally get how that could be. But it's interesting because when I Google blue orbs, it looks just like that's what it looks. It's a blue orb.
Well, and you weren't using a flash or anything.
Nope. And there was a light hanging. And so you can kind of see that, like the way the light did in the picture. You definitely see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I thought it was interesting and, you know, who knows what orbs really are anyway, but take a look at that picture, scroll back a little bit and you'll see it on the page.
Yeah, it was quite the weekend. And, you know, like I said, I didn't necessarily have, you know, I was kind of expecting the downstairs, but it was kind of the upstairs that got to me more. So,
And I think there was two things. I do think there's something upstairs, always have. There's something on every floor of that building. But I thought upstairs, you know, there was a lot of emotion because you physically redid the apartment. Like, you know, you laid the tiles, you hung the cupboards, like you did all this stuff. Mm-hmm. So seeing it again, since our nephew lives in that apartment now, it's kind of interesting that you can even go back in.
Yeah.
So comment, let us know what you think.
Yeah. Look at the page.
Here is the story about the mirror.
Oh my gosh,
antique mirrors.
So
leave
crazy.
Them where, just leave them where you saw them. I would not be buying an antique mirror for anything, but that's just me. Respect to anybody who brings them home. I just don't. So here it is. Hello, I'm a first-time writer, but a longtime fan of the show. Now, I tend to keep most things that occur in my life within a small group of my friends and family. However, what I'm about to share with you is only out of the intentions that someone out there who is listening to the podcast might be able to shed some light on this situation. Now, this story revolves around a haunted or possibly possessed, I hate this idea, possessed old Victorian style handheld mirror my friend got as a present from her uncle, who is an antique dealer. I will mainly be discussing my experiences with a mirror, considering my friend has yet to tell me the things she has dealt with, and she becomes rather shaken whenever the mirror is brought up in any kind of conversation. The only bits of information I've gotten from her was that whatever was attached to the mirror was an older woman dressed in Victorian clothing with her hair pulled back in a bun, and she has a strong urge to call the woman Linda. Which is really interesting to me, because old Victorian clothing and Linda, those two things don't really go together.
I know. Hippie really clothing think of and Linda. As like a 1960s name.
Yeah. Like I could see Linda in bell bottoms and a floppy
or
hat.
Lydia.
When she was younger. Maybe Lydia?
Lydia, I could see.
Yeah. Now, on to my experiences. They always seem to start in a similar manner, which is when I entered the house itself. Whenever I walked through the front door, it felt as if I was met with a wall of overwhelming negative emotion, and the atmosphere was always heavy, almost as if someone was pushing down on me. The odd thing about it, though, was that this feeling was always the strongest on the main level, which was where the mirror always was. Considering my friend had decided to keep it in her parents' bathroom, which was on the same level. Now, to go along with this unpleasant feeling was the sensation that someone was glaring at me from the door of her parents' bedroom. Though whenever I had the courage to look over in that direction, there was never anyone there. And you can imagine that this never helped settle my nerves. These occurrences always remained similar to this during the day, which managed to make me way more quiet and timid than I normally was at that point in my life. But when the sun would set, things would become only worse. Now, back then, I would have frequent sleepovers at my friend's house, and we'd either sleep in the basement or the living room on the main level. This is where I've had the most severe experiences when it came to the mirror, and these are the few I have never told anyone. It always started around 11 p.m., and wouldn't stop until 5 a.m. at least. That's a long time to be having.
Boy,
that's 6 hours of experiences. The sensation of being glared at would wash over me and would come from the corner of the hallway that was hidden by a wall, almost as if someone was peering out from behind it. Now it would just remain that way as long as my friend was in the room with me. However, when she left, it felt like the being relocated itself behind the couch that I was lying on and was glaring down at me, only to go back to where it previously was when my friend came back in the room. Then once she fell asleep, which normally happened before I could, since I was so unsettled by the sensation of being watched, whatever it was would sit down in the chair that was across from the couch I was on and continue to stare at me. The only difference was now I could see its outline, and occasionally it would mumble something that was too faint to make out, but for some reason, I felt like it was directed toward me. I developed a habit of covering my head with a blanket to hopefully not be able to see it and get some sleep, though whenever I did this, it felt like it was standing in front of me. It's so weird how it just continually moves, like she does this, it does that. It kind of reacts to her. It never would leave at this point, but just stay there. I couldn't necessarily see it, but I could feel it doing so. It never left until 5 a.m., and it always happened like clockwork. At this point, I was normally in tears thanks to my anxiety, and I wouldn't speak at all the next morning when we ate breakfast. Once again, I felt the all-too-familiar glare coming from my friend's parents' bedroom. I don't really visit my friend anymore, thanks to the amount of terror that house leaves me in. However, we stay in touch thanks to social media and email, and it turns out that dear Linda is still there. I don't know why she is, but she's there, possibly waiting for me to return so she can once again fill me with terror like all those nights before. However, as of late, I haven't been able to get the mirror out of my mind. It always seems to find a way back to my mind. And it has also managed to keep me up most nights because I can't help but wonder. I wonder why she is still there. Wonder who she is and what might be keeping her attached to the mirror. And for some bizarre reason, I wonder if there is anything I can do to help her move on. If anyone out there might know of anything about this topic, I would really appreciate it because it might help everyone who has been involved finally move on, hopefully for the better, Nina. The whole thing is weird. You know, I think like a long time ago, I would have just refused to go there if I'm getting those kind of vibes. I'm like, I like you, but I can't stay here. And I think your friend would understand. I also think it's interesting the friend doesn't even want to talk about it and has been living there what sounds like for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And well, why does the friend still keep the mirror? Maybe if they got rid of the mirror, would Linda go with the mirror? Maybe you could take it to an antique store. You could give it away. You could sell it.
Well, I agree. Apparently she feels, the friend, feels very connected to this object. Because
but like, doesn't want to talk you, about it. That makes it sound negative.
Doesn't want to talk about it, but doesn't seem to want to get rid of it either. There's something that's compelling her to keep it. Because, like she said, she seemed to have experiences as well, the friend.
I'd really like to know what the friend, what is going on. And I think Nina should go talk to that friend and say, look, I've had these experiences at your house and I need to talk about this because I find it terrifying. It's still keeping me up at night worrying about it. So I don't know how long, because she just said, I really don't visit my friend anymore. So maybe it's been weeks, maybe it's been years. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, and you can go meet at a Starbucks. That's easy enough.
Well, but, and I feel like she has some like post-traumatic stress from it that she keeps, you know, thinking about this.
And I get that because like when we lived in that house as kids, we both had dreams about that house for years and years and years and years. People who do have experiences like that, it does stick with you and it comes back, you know, especially like when you're trying to fall asleep. It's like, what if I fall asleep tonight and I wake up and there's Linda looking at me?
Do you think it necessarily has to be tied to this mirror?
Could she the house has definitely connected just, it to the mirror.
You know, could the house just have, you know, spirits?
Now, maybe her parents have passed on and she's inherited the house or something. I don't know how old anybody is here, but it's like it was the mirror was in the parents' bedroom. The mirror always was. Oh, my friend had decided to keep it in her parents' bathroom. So it wasn't even in her area where she slept.
Yeah. I'd be interested to know if the parents ever had any encounters or experiences.
I think she has to talk to her friend. It's like, enough with the bullshit. We're going to sit down and talk about this, whether you want to or not, because I'm having this experience and I need to know. I need to be able to let it go. And you
obviously need to. And it revolves around it being at your house and these things that happened to me while I was there. And maybe you could help each other.
And maybe her friend is like, y'all crazy. I have never experienced anything. That's why I don't like hearing your crazy stories. Even if that's what she gets back from her friend, that would be helpful.
But here's what I'm thinking. I'm not totally 100% convinced this is related solely to the mirror. I'm not saying the mirror doesn't have a bad vibe and there aren't some things. But doesn't it seem like most of the mirror stories that we hear about, it while they may put off that heavy vibe feeling, it seems to stay within the mirror. Right? If you look in the mirror, you'll see things in the mirror or there's something, you know, in the mirror. They don't seem to move around the room and be out walking.
Well, this could be a haunted object as opposed to a haunted mirror.
Okay.
So maybe it's just an antique object that Linda, and I'm using air quotes because I don't think Linda would be her name, but Victorian, like she's the OG Linda.
I like Lydia better than Linda. I'm just going to be
honest. She's the first Linda
Victorian.
Ever. But I say talk to your friend.
That makes more sense than the mirror experience itself.
So if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to find furniture that feels like the one. Shop Haverty's Memorial Day sale and save on furniture backed by a regret-free guarantee. Plus, explore fresh styles arriving just in time for summer. Visit Haverty's online or in-store in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.